Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Friday. It's been a busy one. Very eventful. John in Rhode Island has texted, by the way, Keefe.
No, listen, it happens to everybody.
617-779-7937. He says, sorry, guys, not my strongest call. I got flustered. I wanted to say I got 70 hams.
70 hams?
70 hams.
From winning fantasy football.
Congrats.
That's what he wanted to say.
Hell yeah.
That's what he was trying to spit out there.
Well, call in next week. It's fine. Take the weekend to recover from that.
Put it all down.
Bounce
on the
back.
Put those 70 hams down on the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Oh, my God.
Thank us later.
Yep.
Final hour. We will get to Keefe's Keys coming up to the Patriots and Bills week 18, final game of the season. But part of our coordinator series every Friday here on Jones and Keefe, it is Jeremy Springer, Patriots special teams coordinator. He's brought to you by Rate. You can visit Shant, Shantweei.com to learn more. And by McFarland Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. Jeremy Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're doing well. As I understand it, is this your second week in a row on this show? Did you draw the short straw? You got stuck with us a second week in a row?
No. I wanted to be on, man. I like talking to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Oh, see, that's nice.
You requested it.
You demanded nice. It. You said, out of my way, AVP. Move over to Marcus Covington. I want this.
I like to get better at talking to the media, so I always like to accept these opportunities when I get them, so they're awesome.
Well, very good. Unfortunately, there hasn't been a ton of highlights this year for the team, but one of them would have to be your guy, Brandon Schooler, getting named to the Pro Bowl roster. That had to be pretty exciting to hear that and deliver the news to him.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, there's no one in our organization more deserving. The work that he's put forward, you know, and how he's grown into this role, you know, with Slater leaving this past year. And he's really just owned that role, and he's lived up to the hype. And what's crazy is, you know, you don't have a Slater anymore. So he's literally taking on these double teams every play. He's getting doubled on every single play. Everyone knows where he's at. And he's still able to go out there and be productive. And when you're able to do that at a high level, that's just the whole league notices. And that's why he's in the Pro Bowl. So nothing I did, nothing. It's all him, man. That dude just works tirelessly, and he's a pro at it. And so I'm just so happy and grateful to be a part of it and to see a guy like that and be around him day by day.
Obviously, he's excited about that, feels good about that, as he should. How about the other side of the coin? I know you don't deal with him directly necessarily, but Christian Gonzalez gets left out. Where maybe he was deserving. Like, how does that side of the coin play out with some of these players who are more disappointed about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the frustrating thing. I sit next to Gonzo every time we're in team meetings, so I know what type of player he is and what he's put on film. And, man, it just shows you really, like, there's guys every year that get snubbed out of not being the Pro Bowl. He's definitely a top-tier guy. I think he's a Pro Bowl without a doubt, a starter in the Pro Bowl. But it's a tough league, man. There's a lot of good players, a lot of great players. Or play at a high level, and there's only so many spots. And so sometimes some of those guys get kind of snubbed out. I can guarantee you if our record was flipped around, he'd probably be in the Pro Bowl. That's kind of how it works. And that's the thing about football is when you're winning, everything's better. So you get more guys in the Pro Bowl. You get more recognition. Everything's better. And that leads to more guys in the Pro Bowl, in my opinion. So that's usually always kind of reflects winning as well.
You know, I think it was the first time we talked at the beginning of the season. It was about the new kickoff rules. And now that you've, now that you've seen it, you know, 16 games of it, where do you come down on weighing the pros and cons of just blasting it through the end zone every time and giving them the ball with, you know, decent field position versus trying to make a play on it, also not giving up a run back, like all that stuff? Where do you come down now?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go back and look, and I've done it every week already, so just kind of go back through my notes and really dissect it when the season ends. But, you know, I wish you can be a little more creative. Like, if we're going to have another talk in the offseason with the coordinators and the NFL, it's to how to make this play a little more creative so we can do more on kickoff and kickoff return. Because right now, with the alignments and the rules, you have to be you're very stagnant in what you can do. You can only do so much. And because you can only do so much, especially on kickoff, you don't want to cover every single kick. If you're covering 7-8 kicks a game, you're going to end up giving 2 or 3 returns past the 35-40, and that could lead to 17 points or 10 points right there. So that's where we've been. I think we've done a really good job all year of just not covering every kick. We've been consistent, selective in what we've done. It's helped helped us be a pretty good coverage team when we count. But at the same time, I want to be more creative. I want to cover more. I'm a coordinator. Like, I want to do more with our guys. I want to be able to scheme things up on kickoff and kickoff return, but right now it's just very stagnant. It hasn't been very fun in that sense because I want to be more creative, but hopefully in the offseason we can come to more agreements on how we can do that to make the play more exciting than what it is right now, because right now I don't think it's a very exciting play.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer joining us here on Patriots Friday, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. I don't know that we've asked you about this. Your connections to Gerard Mayo and New England, what brought you here? What was that process like? Kind of a peek behind the curtain and how that all went down for you this offseason, becoming a member of the New England Patriots.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I was with the LA Rams previously. We were in the playoffs this past season at this moment, going to play first round Detroit. The game ended. The funny is, I didn't know Gerard Mayo directly, knew Elliot. And the way I knew Elliot was I ran a couple – As an assistant at the LA Rams, I ran a couple of pro days, and he was at one of those pro days where he saw me kind of run it and was impressed at how I ran it, how I conducted myself. And that helped me get in the door from an interview standpoint, you know, and recommended me. I went through the interview process and then was able to get the job. So it was kind of about being at the right place, right time to get, you know, a voice in the door on this job and then get the interview, and then you have to go win the interview as well from there. So it's kind of how this profession works, like every other profession, right? About who you know and then being at the right place at the right time, and then when you get your opportunity, make the most of it right there. So grateful for that, grateful for the opportunity. I know it hasn't been the best for the fans, and we're always trying to put the best product. I know for a fact I'm always trying to put the best product I can on the field, and I'm always disappointed when we can't do that. And all I'm looking forward to is, you know, just get an opportunity, then do the best I can to be the best I can at this job and be the best I can for the fans and the people in this organization.
So you answered some of it there. Like, it's been a disappointing year, obviously, on the field with the three wins. There's a lot of speculation about job security, head coaches, assistant coaches, coordinators. Do you feel like you made the right choice coming here?
100%. I'll do it 100 times over and over again. And that's part of the profession. I mean, you take this job, and every year to me, like every year, I don't care if we just went undefeated. The next year, it's a 1-year contract. Like, you have to perform. You have to put a good product in the field or your job's going to be at jeopardy. It goes for players. It goes for coach. That's for everything. And that's part of the profession. Like, if you don't want to join the Army, then don't join the Army. So, like, this is how the profession is. It's a very high level where wins are everything. Wins mean everything. The fans pay a lot of money to be in the seats. I mean, a lot of guys would spend their whole paycheck to be in those seats. And for us not to put a product that's a winning product, they should be upset. And that's where you look at your offseason and you're like, all right, what can I do better? You know, it's just a fact of the matter. Where can I do better? Evaluate yourself at a very critical rate and get better. That's all we can do is get better and do your best to be the best product for the fans and the people and the organization. And that's what I'm going to do every single time, you know, and our job is always at jeopardy. I think that way. And that's why I try to be the best I can for the people and the team.
You know, I'm curious about this game in particular on Sunday, because I'm with you. It's all about wins. And well, almost every week, it's all about wins, because fans now this weekend, I would say the vast majority of us fans would actually prefer a loss just so you can have the number one pick, and then sort of figure out what you're going to do there, and just sort of for the future of the franchise. And, you know, next year, the year after that, the year after that, it'd be more advantageous to have the number one pick and then do whatever it is that you do with the number one pick versus, say, pick number four. So how do you guys even go about, has that even been brought up, like in coaches meetings, or just sort of like what's on the line in this game?
Yeah, I'm a competitor. I've game planned. I've prepared so that we can go out and dominate on my phase of the game and at special teams. And I know Coach Mayo has been adamant with us on, hey, we're winning. We're playing to win this game. He's done a great job messaging that throughout the team, through our players, through our whole staff. He's been very consistent with that. And, hey, for me, it's all about winning. I want the fans to be happy. I want the fans to be excited. And I get it. Trust me, I get the whole background as a fan, what you want. But at the same time, I'm trying to put the best product I can on the field. And the only way I know to do that is to put my head down, grind it out, and put a great game plan together to make the schoolers and the Bryce Behringers and make those guys successful and feel good going into the offseason. And that's what I'm trying to do at the end of the day.
All right, last thing from us for the game on Sunday, the regular season finale. Do you have a key to the game, a special teams key to the game?
Finish strong for us. You know, I think we have ebbs and flows of the season of we did some really good things. We've had a couple of slips here and there in the middle of the season, and we've ended the season finishing well. We've done a good job overall consistently at certain spots. And I want to see these guys, because we got a lot of young guys playing for us right now. I want to see them take a next step, put four quarters together and finish with execution, high level effort, and playing violent to the football. If I see that on film, I'm going to be very happy leaving this game.
All right.
Yeah, that's a key.
That's our key.
That's a very key. We're about to do our keys to the game, Jeremy Springer, so we'll add that one. We appreciate the time all year here on Patriots Friday. I know it's not the year that that you guys hope for this season, but we do appreciate you and Alex and DeMarcus taking the time all year long. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks again, and all the fans and all of that stuff. You know, like I said, we're always trying to put the best part we can and going to keep striving to do that the best way I know how. Appreciate you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Jeremy Springer.
Very good.
Joining us as all our guests here, brought to you by Rate and also McFarlane Energy. Very, very good segue into the keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's a key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Okay, here we go, Jones. It is Bills-Patriots' final game of the regular season. The Patriots are 2.5-point home dogs. 38.5 is the total. The game will be played at beautiful Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Let's get into the keys.
Okay.
Finish strong.
Well, that's obviously number one.
I heard that one before. Here we go. Gerard Mayo, guaranteed more than four wins this year. But Bills head coach Sean McDermott praised the communication of the hijackers on 9/11 during a motivation speech to his team. Which is worse?
Something's got to give.
The Bills have scored the most points in the AFC this year. The Patriots have scored the second fewest points in the AFC this year. Trivia question.
Something's got to give.
Trivia question.
Yeah.
Who has scored the fewest in the AFC?
The Browns.
Correct.
Wow, nice. Correct. All right.
Friend of the show, Dietrich Wise Jr. has 5 sacks in 2024. He needs 2.5 sacks in the final game to tie his career high of 7.5 sacks that he set during the 2022 season.
I don't like his odds.
Mitchell Trubisky, a.k.a. Mr. Biscuit, is not just a one-time Pro Bowler. He is also a one-time MVP. Nickelodeon valuable player. He earned that honor in a 21-9 loss to the Saints. So he's basically Jerry West or Connor McDavid. Brendan Schooler made the Pro Bowl.
Good for him.
Brendan Schooler has 2 sacks in 2024. If he records a sack this week against the Bills, he will join safety Rodney Harrison, safety Lawyer Malloy, safety Larry Wiggum, and cornerback Ricky Reynolds as the only New England defensive backs with more than 2 sacks in a season.
Wow, that's it, huh? I like Larry Wiggum.
Talk about false advertising. According to Google's AI overview, there are no players on the Buffalo roster named William.
That's disappointing.
Kicker Joey Sly connected on a team record 63-yard field goal at the end of the second quarter at San Francisco on September 29th. It is his second 60-yard field goal of his career.
Yeah.
He connected on a 61-yard field goal versus Philadelphia on October 29th, 2023, when he played for Washington. If he connects on a 60-yard field goal this week against Buffalo, he will join Brandon Aubrey, Greg Zuerlein, Matt Prater, and Brett Maher as the only players with at least three 60-yard field goals.
That one's been a key for a lot of weeks.
Buffalo is a slang term for North American bison, but they thought Buffalo Bills sounded better than North American Bison Bills.
It's like a pejorative.
Don't criticize the fans for being passionate.
That's one of the keys to the game.
That's one the Patriots need to
study a little more, yeah.
Tackle Vidarian Lowe scored his first career touchdown on a four-yard reception from quarterback Drake May versus the Los Angeles Rams on November 17th, 2024. If he has another touchdown reception this week against Buffalo, he will join guard Dwayne Carswell, center Joe Valerio, guard Mitch Ferratt, and tackle Anthony Munoz as the only offensive lineman since 1970 with two touchdown receptions in a single season.
Probably happened a lot before the merger, but since the merger, that's it.
Former Bills running back Orenthal James Simpson isn't just the ultimate jock. He was also an accomplished author. You might know him from his books, OJ, The Education of a Rich Rookie. I want to tell you my response to your letters, your messages, and If I Did It, Confessions of a Killer.
Not just the ultimate jock.
The Bills have never won the Super Bowl, but according to my research, they actually played in four straight Super Bowls, but lost them all. If you come across bison in the wild, look at their tails. If they're just flapping in the breeze, you should be safe. But if they're standing straight up, it may be the last thing you ever see.
What if they're looking at you in the eyes? You can't see the tail.
Former Bills running back Orenthal James Simpson isn't just the ultimate jock. He is also an accomplished prank show host. You might remember him from his short-lived show, Juiced, where he would pull pranks on unsuspecting victims with the help of cosmetic makeup, costumes, and a variety of offbeat characters.
He's the original Carl Havoc is what he was. Yeah, yeah.
In their Week 16 matchup, the Bills only beat this Patriots team by 3 points. They should be embarrassed. With only 3 wins in his first season as head coach of the Patriots, one has to question if Gerard Mayo cuts the mustard. Dump that, Nick. I didn't like how that sounded. Dump that.
Wait, isn't he? Here's that not
again. In the 1995 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills selected Reuben Brown, the second offensive lineman off the board, just behind Tony Boselli, who Bruce Smith believes does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
You're waiting for the Bruce Smith. I knew it was coming.
We now know the Bills for their red, white, and blue colors, but in the early years, Buffalo wore Honolulu blue, silver, and white, the same colors as the Detroit Lions. This was because the Bills owner, Ralph Wilson, was a minority owner of the Lions, and the Bills' jerseys may have been hand-me-downs from the Lions.
They're like my kid.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek, so if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find it Sunday in Foxborough.
Okay.
Add it up. Gotta go Bills.
Yeah, Bills coming.
Gotta go Bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pats, by a field goal, please.
Pats want to lose.
They're so good at orchestrating things, they want to lose. I really feel like they probably are going to win now. Don't you? A little bit?
No. I just took the Bills to... No.
I know.
I just took the Bills to cover by a field goal.
No, I don't. But I feel like it sums up the season even better where you're like, you're right there. You're four quarters away.
I'm nervous about it.
You're at least nervous. I'm nervous about it, too.
I think it's very, very, very well within the range of outcomes.
Yeah.
They get Drake May hurt. They win. And they screw up their draft
position. And they keep Mayo. Yeah. Mayo's back. We have the fourth pick.
On Monday, May is hurt. Mayo's back.
Yeah.
They fire Van Pelt.
Fourth pick.
That is like very, very, very possible
That's
for
us. That's as low
as
they can go, by the way. Right?
Yes. They can't do any worse than four.
All right. So they have a top four pick for the second straight year.
Although this team somehow.
Screw it up.
Yeah, somehow they
screw it up badly.
They even screw up the math on that. But yeah, they would screw up a lot of things, Keith. A little peek behind the curtain for what we have planned on Monday. They would screw some things up by falling to the fourth pick.
No, we need the first pick.
Yeah, no, we need
it's imperative
for
what, have the first pick.
For what we want to do on Monday. They need the first pick.
Yeah.
So don't screw that up, please.
Come on.
Yes? Are you reading some text?
No, I was reading some text. Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell is even happening?
If you tune in late to Keith, I can understand it being a little jarring.
I will say people are very complimentary of Springer. Did you notice that?
Now, Springer's a good interview.
Okay, he is.
He's a human.
Yeah. No, he's got good energy. He's like, he's pretty upbeat. I think he's obviously trying to get in front of it. Did he say fans pay their whole paycheck to come see the game? Like, some fans do that.
He's going way out of his way to... But why not?
No, he did the smart thing.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people reacted well to how Jeremy Springer handled it. We also got a touch of news out of him. He's an Elliott Wolf hire. He's not a Jerod Mayo hire.
So he's could be safe.
Yeah, it's just another person Jerod Mayo doesn't know. It's another person like, oh, Jerod, you don't know anybody? Yeah. I guess I'll hire this guy that I saw at a pro day one time.
No, the one?
That's how they hired him. That's what he just said.
Right.
That's how they hired him. Elliott Wolf bumped into him at a pro day. He's like, I don't know. I got nothing else. I guess we'll hire this guy. No offense to Jeremy Springer. Good for him for the doors open. You march through it. Good for you. But like that speaks to Mayo and how he knows nobody. He has no connections throughout the whole league.
The Rolodex. It's like one card. It just says DeMarcus Covington
Wolf
on it.
Wolf had to trip over a guy at a pro day.
Yeah.
For them to get a special
teams. Do you
want to
coach teams? He's like, what? He's like, do you want to coach our special teams? Please.
I already have a job.
Please coach our
teams. Yeah, but like, come here.
Fine,
I guess.
You know, the one guy Mayo brought in was Covington, who was already here.
Brought in is loose.
Yeah, because they didn't bring, he just promoted.
Yeah. No, he just stayed.
Promoted. He stayed here.
And Bill's kid.
Right. Bill's kid's still here for now.
Well, yeah. Well,
probably going to North Carolina. We haven't actually even talked about that yet. Oh, you haven't talked about that yet? He's wearing Carolina blue all over the building. I think we know where he's going.
What a day.
Yeah, it has been something.
What a day. Tavai.
Jelani Tavai.
Wise. Even that Springer detail there is interesting about Jerod Mayo. Reese put out the hit on Mayo earlier today, I think. Alex Van Pelt said goodbye to the media yesterday. He said goodbye. Then he was supposed to join us today.
Yeah.
He didn't.
No, he's like, I already said my goodbye. Why would I go on there?
Why would I do
I
that?
I said bye.
Yeah. Again, it was a nice parting gift for him. He didn't have to come on.
They still have a game to play. What the hell is going to happen on Sunday?
Yeah, and they can still screw it up.
No doubt.
If anybody can, it's them. 617-779-7937. The keys are up on the Odyssey app shortly. You can check those out if you missed them. It's quite a whirlwind.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Well, one of the hot topics today, Jones, was Jelani Tavai on his Patriots Friday appearance on the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, it's hot topic some places. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right here.
Yeah.
Right here. We're the hub of it. And they were talking about how fans, or Tavai was saying, fans need to know their place and be patient. And we're the Lions. And amongst other things, but basically told the fans, like,
you're not qualified. Yeah. I appreciate you at times. You got to know your place. There's a reason you're fans. We're actually the Lions. We're building something.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
So he actually spoke in the locker room today after that. So that was gaining a lot of steam. And we were wondering, is he going to have to walk this back? Classic Jerod Mayo style. Mayo actually was, he had a press conference. He explained that he talked to Tavai. Dietrich Wise came on with us. He also completely walked back what he had said about fans being spoiled and everything else.
In a prepared statement, no less.
I believe that it may have been.
Like, yeah.
Here's, you want some quotes from Jelani Tavai?
Yeah, yes.
New quotes?
I was unaware he had apologized.
Quote, know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
Got away from me a little bit, guys.
Sorry,
it got away from me. Sorry.
All right, Mike Reese has these quotes that I'm reading from, but most of the beat writers are on this now. Jelani Tavai in the locker room, quote, to anybody who was offended, that's not who I am.
Oh, good. That's always a good sign.
3-run homer for Castellanos. Like, that's seriously how that starts.
I know my heart. Yeah. That's always a good play. You guys don't get it, but I know me.
I'm a man.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be.
I'm a man of faith. No, back to Tavai. What I am is a guy who's going to defend his brothers. Anybody who is my coworker or comes into this facility, I'm going to have their back. I'm sure if somebody was listening right now, if somebody came into their house and did the same thing and talked about their family and people they worked with, they'll act some type of way too. That's it. So if that clears up a lot of stuff, and if the people still don't like it, then whatever, it is what it is.
Wait, that's how we ended it?
Well, there's not that more. Answer anyway. I have two more.
Oh, okay. So if the people aren't happy with that, it is what it is. I'm not going to come into your living room and boo you.
Yeah, the difference, Jelani.
Yeah, no, this is the exact same.
Is you make $3.5 million dollars this year, I think. You're due to make four. I'm not sure you're going to see it from the Patriots, but you're due to make $4 million next year. Yeah. So, like, that's a little different, don't you think?
I'm trying to think when the last time people paid thousands of dollars to come into my house and watch me on the couch. When did they do that?
There might be some people in Twitch. they pay some money to come boo you on your couch. There might be some people in Twitch.
No, you're doing a great job, Jelani. This is a great comparison. This is apples to apples. I'm glad you brought this up. So he continues, I'm not trying to get a reaction. I'm trying to show that we are frustrated too. I don't like being a loser. I bleepin' hate to lose.
Well, you wouldn't know by your record.
I'm frustrated too. I'm not trying to poke buttons and stuff against the fans. I'm just trying to be real. I'm going to say what I'm saying. I'm defending my own. That's it. One more. Quote.
What more?
Yeah, this is a quick one.
Okay.
What I said is what I said. I apologize to anybody whose feelings got hurt, but I'm going to defend my own.
Okay. That was the only clip I had read before. It was that. That would be fairly, that's still like an unsatisfactory apology. Like, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. That's still unsatisfactory, but that's all I had read. I had not seen those other ones.
In the history,
that's a lot of words there.
In the history of players defending their coach, they don't all immediately blame the fans for being like losers.
No.
And they're fans for a reason that stuff.
Let me give you an example of how you do that.
Hunter Henry. With us.
Yeah.
Very complimentary of Mayo without saying a single bad word about the fans.
Let me give you an example of how you do that. Look, none of us are happy with how this has gone this year. We all expect more out of our team, but Gerard's a good coach.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't agree with that.
Yep.
I don't think that's true, but you say that and it's easy. Instead of calling the fans, in the case of Dietrich Wise, spoiled.
Yep.
And in his case, saying to know your place. Yeah, that's a PR nightmare, which does reflect poorly on Mayo. The players are going to share their opinion. I'm going to empower them to share their opinion. Now they're sharing their opinion and they're enraging paying customers.
I'm sure it's going to go great on Sunday when Jelani Tavai is on the field for the Patriots against the Buffalo Bills.
Again, get in price for that 27. If you want to spend $27.
27 bucks.
To go send a message, that's all it takes to get in.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot.
Nice.
The Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You're happy now, Jones.
I am. I'm still happy about that.
Mike Vrabel interviewing for the head coaching job with the New York Jets.
Ooh.
Does that speed up the clock for the New England Patriots if they wanted to get interested? Or would Vrabel even take the Jets job?
Okay, I don't believe he will. Tony Pauline, who I like his draft coverage very much.
Yeah.
We had him on the old night show numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
He said Vrabel will use the Jets as leverage. He's not interested in the Jets job. So take that for what it's worth.
Right.
Peter Schrager did tweet out earlier today. He said, from an NFL source not affiliated with either franchise, meaning the Patriots or the Jets,
okay,
do the owners in New England see Vrabel interviewing with the hated Jets today?
Oh, yeah.
And have any reaction to that news at all? I mean, I don't really love the Vrabel idea. I'll take Vrabel over Mayo. I don't love that idea. I think you can do better. And I would like someone with no ties to the Patriots and someone from the offensive side of the ball. But he is an improvement over Mayo.
But the one thing why I think this is at least noteworthy is you and I would both like somebody outside the organization. I don't think Kraft's willing to go there. I think he probably keeps Mayo. And if he doesn't keep
Mayo,
it's
amazing to me. Yeah. It's amazing to me how many owners look at the Patriots and go, you know what? I'm going to hire someone from the Belichick tree. And you can say Vrabel's not the Belichick tree if you don't want to. But whatever.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
He's a guy with New England connections where you have to sever ties. You have to sever ties from that. And I can't believe he's going to look at it again and do that, but you're right. He probably will. That's probably what he would do if he even has the stones to move on from Mayo, which I don't think he does.
But that's why I think, hypothetically, Vrabel takes the Jets job. Then I think 100% Mayo's back.
If Vrabel took the Jets job, yes.
Right?
If Vrabel takes any other job, then yes, Mayo's here. If Vrabel's going to take another job.
Isn't it only Mayo or Vrabel?
Yeah, that's not what it should be, but I agree with you. Okay. I bet that's how Kraft's looking at it. Yeah. I'm only going to shove Mayo out the door if I have a replacement like Vrabel, who I also like and probably would have wanted to hire last offseason, but I stupidly had it in writing that Jerod Mayo was the coach in waiting.
Whoops.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Bruins lost to the Rangers last night by a score of 2-1. They've dropped three of their last four games. They're back at it tomorrow in Toronto. I believe we've seen Swayman now. Was it three straight games for Swayman?
It was three straight, yes.
Yeah, three for
yes,
Swayman.
Yes, yes, yes. I think that's kind of how they've done it the last few
yeah,
times.
Yeah, no, it is. Gone. They've definitely gone
three
way
for Swayman, one yep. for Korpisalo. It's a back-to-back this weekend, so they're yep. going to have to split those. I'd imagine my guy Korpi hasn't been great lately. I imagine he gets the next one. I didn't love how Swayman played last night.
No.
And, you know, I don't blame the first goal just on Swayman. You got McAvoy and Zadorov clunking into each other like morons. But Swayman tried to kick the puck to McAvoy when he didn't have a stick. I think he could have made a save on the second goal. Yeah. And so I didn't love how he played. The Bruins lost to a bad, bad Rangers team last night, and they can't score. Which makes sense when you're playing Charlie Coyle on the wing in your top six, Morgan Geeky in your top six. You're not getting enough out of Marchand and Pastrnak. Lindholm hasn't lived up to his contract. Like, it makes sense, but that's their issue. They can't score. Even if Swayman's righted the ship a bit, mm-hmm. they can't score.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
College football playoff, Jones. We're now on to the semifinals.
Yeah.
You had a game yesterday late afternoon, early evening, between the Georgia Bulldogs and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, where it was all Irish, 23-10.
17 points in no yeah. time.
No time. They ran
field
back
goal,
a kick.
Fumble, yep. touchdown, started the kick to start the second half. That was basically the game, yeah.
Pretty wild. All four teams that received a bye in the first ever 12-team playoff lost.
It's wild.
You got a bye, you were done. Now,
so some of them make sense. Like Boise State
them,
losing
obvious,
makes sense. Arizona
obvious.
State, I thought, played well, but
no, they did.
Also makes sense. They were two touchdown underdogs.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Oregon and Georgia.
Crapping their pants makes less sense.
Mm-hmm. It sure
so,
does.
I still like the format. You got to get rid of the conference winners getting the bye. Why don't you
rank it 1 through 12 is what I would
yeah,
do.
So that, now, that is absolutely what you should do. Why don't you pick the games?
Coming up on Thursday, Notre Dame versus Penn State. Notre Dame is a 1.5-point favorite.
So it surprises me they're favorite. I would pick them, though. So I just am
I'll
surprised that's how it works out. So you got Penn State.
I'll take Penn State.
Money line, Penn State. Yep. Little juice there.
Yeah, a little bit. And then on Friday the 10th, you have Ohio State and Texas. Ohio State lands 6.
So that is a lot to put down.
I think they roll, though.
I would still do that. I would take Ohio State money line, obviously, and I would, yeah, I would lay those points. So that's more than I would have expected, though.
You might get Ohio State, Penn State. In
did
this
Texas cover in
thing.
Either game? I don't think they covered against Clemson.
They did, I think.
Did they? I might have moved the line and maybe gave myself a little more wiggle room, but they definitely didn't cover against Arizona okay. State. So I have not been impressed with Texas. They just had an absurdly easy path.
Penn State already played Ohio State earlier this year, and they lost. That was one of their two losses, but it could very well be those two teams. Yeah, I thought that they covered because I thought it was mostly blowouts in the first one. They beat Clemson. Yeah, they beat
two
by
touchdowns. Yeah, I thought. I mean,
oh, was that the line?
Well,
oh, maybe. Okay,
I might have moved. I might have pushed that line a little bit. Maybe that's why.
Yes, together we will make America
grab bag
again.
All right, Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe
yeah.
has announced that he will be going pro
and run and throw. He's built like a brick house.
At least one of our callers is a big fan of Jalen Milroe.
Are you sure he can throw?
I think he can.
I don't know.
I think he can.
I don't like this quarterback class. He's, what, top five quarterback
well, I was going to say, where does he go in the draft? Is he a day two guy?
I think I always bet on quarterbacks getting overdrafted, and depending on how, like, the Senior Bowl and the Combine and all that crap go, I could see him second round.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So oh, second day?
Day two guy.
But honestly, like,
second or third round? You see him end of the first round?
Yeah.
If teams are that
yes.
thirsty for QBs?
Yeah, it would be a mistake, I think. But I
like a mobile QB.
Two and QBs are obvious,
there are
right
issues
the
with his throwing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently he tips his plays. The way his feet are set tells
like Eduardo Rodriguez
what play is coming.
I like him. Get ready. I bet you're going to get a lot of this, which I think is nonsense with him. But I bet you'll get a lot of what you got with Lamar, where he's going to have to play a different position. Can he be a quarterback? Is he a running back? Is he a cornerback? Is he a wide receiver? I would like to work with him at the next level. I wouldn't take him in the first round,
no.
But I'd like to work with him at the next level.
Who's the third best quarterback right now, real quick? Third best college quarterback, or at least that will be pro next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't take Aller, right?
No.
Who I don't even like.
No.
Beck? I know he's hurt right now. Is it Beck? I don't even like Beck.
Honestly, it might be Milroe. Like, I don't like Beck either. I don't like any of them.
I don't either. Well, I like
Sanders.
I like,
good.
I like
Cam Ward's fine.
I like the top two.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I wouldn't take him over May for the Patriots, but I like the top two. I don't like the others.
But whoever the third guy is might be in the first round, and he has a chance to maybe be the third guy, I guess.
Yep.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of
crap bag.
Bailey Zappe is going to start for the Browns this weekend against the Ravens. So Bailey Zappe in action.
I've read that people think the Browns are tanking by starting Zappe.
No way.
No.
Guy's a gamer.
That guy wins.
Guy was a player.
Yeah.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Crap bag.
The Golden Globes are this Sunday, Jones.
Ooh.
The Golden Globes, which is a perfect appetizer for the 2024 Dork Awards, which are on Monday.
Hmm.
All the best and worst of the year we're going to do on Monday.
I thought you tweeted out the best and worst of the last year.
Those are some nominees.
You're going to actually hand out the awards now.
Yeah, that's right. We hand out the prizes. So that is best movie, worst movie, best TV show, best TV character, best video game, all of it on Monday. But the Golden Globes will be on Sunday, and they might actually be decent. Nikki Glaser's hosting.
I was going to say, I saw that.
So she's funny. She might zing them a little bit.
She
right?
might.
A little roast action.
She should.
I'll take that.
Grab bag.
Top NBA performers from last night, Jones. There was six games on the slate. What have I told you? Tyrese Halliburton, 33 points, 15 assists. Steph Curry, 30 points, 10 assists. LeBron James, 38 points, 8 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 29 and 8. And Jason Tatum, 33, 8 and 9.
I think I'd go Tatum. Minnesota's same. Not as good as they were a year ago.
I would go, yeah.
Edwards doesn't know how to deal with the double team, but no Jaylen Brown. He stepped up. I'd give it to Tatum.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, let's get to the random player. But first, somebody was asking on the text line, where can they send their grab
bags? I was going to bring this up. I'm happy you saw this.
Keefe@weei.com. Send in your grab bag. Send in some Kiefer Madness if you have any Kiefer Madness you want us to get to.
Yep, that's where you send those in. Forrest Gump has not been done. There's no territory.
15 to 20 of those. I got a few more over there.
More Gumps?
No, I got more other ones. I usually would just immediately send them to Nick, and now I'm like, let me listen to some of these first before we. I do appreciate the participation.
Run some interference.
It's the third baseman we're talking about here, Jones, Lanny, and Nick, and all the listeners out there who played for a variety of teams. Didn't spend a lot of time in any one place.
Okay.
Played for Baltimore, Toronto, Montreal, Arizona, Oakland, and Minnesota.
Tony Bautista.
It's right there. I was
he
right
got
there.
It!
Nice work.
Jesus.
I was going to say Adrian Beltre when you said a lot of teams right away, and then I say yeah,
Tony Bautista.
Nice batting stance.
One of the great stances of all time. In the year 2000, hit 41 bombs. That's a nice season. Two-time All-Star?
Nice.
Pretty good.
Open stance. Anybody have a
wide
more,
open?
Anybody have more open stance than him ever?
I don't think he can be more open than that.
He was at like a 90-degree angle.
It's so open, it's closed. It's like all the way around.
Was that a 90-degree angle?
No, he's 180
degrees.
Yeah, just
was it a 180? No, it wasn't a 180.
He was just like both feet were pointed towards the pitcher. you know, I'm throwing it this way, right? He's like, go ahead.
You know what he called his batting stance?
No.
Reverse Paul Brown.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He was the first guy doing the reverse Paul Brown. Yeah, hit 41 taters one year doing the reverse Paul Brown.
He started it.
Dude, the guy hit 221 career homers. Tony Bautista, people
nice
sleep on
player.
Bautista's career.
Nice. Two-time All-Star.
People fall asleep on that.
I don't remember him throwing around the leather much.
No, not known for it.
He wasn't swiping your bags, right?
God, no.
But that's a lot of bombs. 41 bombs is a lot of bombs.
It is.
Nice.
Yeah, nice player. All-Star with the Jays and the O's. So he was an AL East nemesis. Both Sox.
Yeah, how'd Pedro
for
over
the local nine?
How'd Pedro ever sneak one by that wide open stance?
Listen, I don't know.
I don't know how he did it.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. It's a random baseball player of the day. Apologies getting it so quickly there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So yeah, that was – people are mad about that, aren't they?
Not the first time I've heard that complaint. But so there you go. Random baseball player of the day in the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. What an eventful day it was, Keefe.
What a day is right.
On a Patriots Friday, Jelani Tavai getting most of the headlines, but I do want to get to Dietrich Wise, his answer to us earlier today in the clip du jour. That's next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe. Time now for the clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, it sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, on the heels of Jelani Tavai on with the Greg Hill Show, who said fans need to know their place, and they are the Lions. Just give them a chance. They are just a couple years away from being in the AFC Championship game, we had Dietrich Wise on the show and gave him an opportunity to sort of clarify his comments from following the game last Saturday, where he didn't appreciate the boos at all by the fans.
First, I'd like to say that we're all frustrated. This is a tough season for everyone. There's a lot of things that have been going on. I do feel like my words were never meant to downplay anybody's passions or standards of the game. Even though I do feel as if that my words that I talked to one of the reporters about were misused and construed, it does not downplay how fans feel during the game at all. During the interview, when I was talking to the reporter, I was relaying and protecting Coach Mayo and all the inappropriate outbursts during the game. And then I wanted to just say, I want to go on record and say, fans have every right to feel how they feel. We have to do a better job of what we put on the field. I don't want to go into what I said. I feel like it'll still get misconstrued. So I just want to sit here and say that I do understand everybody's frustrations from inside the house to all the Patriots Nation. And it's our job every day to go out there and put our best performance and get wins. From day one, we've been saying that our main goal is to win, and our main goal will be to win Sunday.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
So there you go. There was the response from Dietrich Wise. You can check out the entire interview in our podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get the Jones and Keith podcast.
But he was reading.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to say he wasn't. We got a lot of text there that he was reading a pre-prepared statement.
Here are some bullet points that you should maybe follow.
Yeah. You think he wrote them? You think they were written for him?
I don't know. Maybe the collaboration. Like, what were some things you'd like to highlight? Here are some ideas.
Yeah.
You
want
to jot these down?
And we like Dietrich.
I absolutely do.
He's done a good job showing up and answering questions all year. But, yeah, I don't think your comments were misconstrued by Karen Grigian.
Dietrich Wise, truly
with me, signed.
I mean, but Aaron seriously, Sulkin. Calling out the fan base is the last thing that anybody should be doing.
Not a good move. No. So you guys have a lot of this coming up, I'd imagine, here
today? I think it was a great thing to do because it programmed the entire show, the entire day, maybe the entire station. Off-season. I mean, fair. This is perfect.
You hear Keith's, the Keith-spiracy you had?
What is it?
Robert Kraft put Tavai up to it to sort of take the heat off of Jerod Mayo.
Ooh, just paid him.
Yeah.
Put a little bounty out there.
Yep. Like, hey, get everybody on your case. We'll give you a little money for it, and then people will stop talking about how bad Mayo is at his job for at least a minute.
I saw you tweet out the Rock photo, meme, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This did feel like a just most obvious heel turn ever, because the first thing they do is rip the fans and mock the fans.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first way to get heat. Yeah.
It's you know your damn role.
I've never seen a dumber crowd.
Right. Would you everybody sit down and shut up while I'm talking?
Everybody stinks in this city. You're like, what?
And it's also, it kind of completed this team's perfection, their perfect season.
Yeah, they were missing this.
They weren't unlikable, really. They weren't
just jackasses. No,
they were
just
bad. They were just not entertaining. But
they were also kind of jackasses, like the wide receivers all crying for more looks and stuff. Like, they were jackassy this year.
But those are people you didn't care about.
I guess.
Now it's like.
Not like Jelani Tavai.
But these are team leaders. These guys have been here for like 6 years.
Yeah. True.
These are bridge guys.
I don't want to spoil your Tavai take, but you have a take on what they should do with Tavai on Sunday?
So you want me to share it at 1:55 and not save it till 2:05?
You want to not share it?
I think you got to have him inactive because it's twofold. Protect him from the fans because the first tackle he makes is going to be treated like Kyrie Irving.
Mm.
You're going to have 28,000 people booing him or whatever the number is going to be. And then
28,000, you think?
I think it's going to be pretty low.
I think it'll be lower than that.
I don't know. The numbers, I can speak
for
my son.
Actual Patriots
my son is
there?
Planning on going because he's like, Dad, I'm going to get in for like $10.
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be basically a free game.
Sit wherever you want.
And I can boo, have fun, do whatever. Yeah, sit wherever you want.
Seriously.
That's the other beauty of these digital tickets. You know who's not in the game. You go to the app and it shows you which seats aren't being used.
Yeah.
So you go sit in those.
Walk down here.
They can't kick you out. Yeah. But you go, and then if you bench him, he is actually one of your more decent defensive players. So it
led the team in tackles.
Right. Yeah. So it helps you lose.
Helps you tank.
So twofold.
Bang.
You look like you're protecting the fans.
Smart.
So you get a pat on the back. Thanks, Jerod. Appreciate you looking out for us.
Yeah.
You protect him from the fans, and you take a step toward losing.
How about that?
Andy Hart plan of the day.
Andy Hart
crazy
plan.
Enough to work.
Plan to fix Sunday. So
although I didn't like him saying Drake May unaffected by the hand injury. What are we doing, Gerard? You're supposed to say, I don't know, he's really been bothering him. We might have to go with Milton from snap one.
He still might start.
Well, he doesn't know. Who's going to tell him?
Correct.
It's a coach's decision.
Right.
Who's the coach? Which coach do I ask?
Yeah, it's true.
Who's this coach? Coach.
Figure out.
Coach Jonathan?
Coach Jonathan. Well, Coach Robin.
Coach Robin?
Some more of this on WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan. You got Hart as Patriots Friday rolls on. It's been newsy between Jelani Tavai, Dietrich Wise as well. Those are up on the Odyssey app. Check them out. And stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Maybe Gerard Mayo will still be here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.